Mayor Jake Day is now immersed in the day-to-day activities of running the city of Salisbury. This after being away for more than a year with his National Guard unit in the Horn of Africa. This is Don Rush. We talked with Day about his experiences there and what it was like to see the turmoil in his country from afar. What was it like to return to your hometown and see your family?
I can't describe the feeling of seeing my family again, seeing my girls at their school. It was overwhelming, more so than I even thought it would be. I was in tears, and that was the hardest part of the past years.
You were looking at events, of course, from afar. That is certainly, take for instance the presidential election, which you were here for part of, but nonetheless saw it sort of play out. What was your own sense about what was going on in your own country?
You know, we couldn't comment on or get involved in politics, as you know, but that doesn't mean we're blind to what's going on. We were certainly all well aware of what was happening in Washington, D.C. on January 6th, what was going on during the election, claims of a steal and all of that. Most of us voted, so we were able to participate. I voted from afar, mailed in my vote. You know, it was accepted just fine. I even got an email message from a election worker in Wicomico County who said, "We just want to let you know that your ballot has been received," which was a touching a bit of outreach. That meant the world to me. Obviously, it was distressing and troubling for us to see what was happening in America. There was no part of my mind when I left that would have ever imagined that there would be violence at our nation's capital. And I'm embarrassed by it. I think we were all embarrassed by it. And hopefully that will never, ever happen again. And we will unite not only around whoever is elected president, but we will never allow for armed insurrection to violently attempt to overthrow the federal government.
Did you find, or any of your friends find themselves distressed at the discord, the division that we saw in our country?
We had to address it. So when we interacted with local elected officials, when we interacted with our State Department and the people that they brought us, those interactions were often turned to what was going on in the United States. And so you found yourself in a position of having to either rationalize what you saw for someone who undoubtedly still to this day looks at America as a nation who should be setting an example. And it was uncomfortable. It was embarrassing often, and having to explain that what people saw was not an existential threat to one of the world's strongest democracies. You know, and you found yourself saying that, and at the same time questioning, is this an existential threat? You know, what does this mean? So that was a very, very difficult part of the job, but it was part of the job. I mean, I couldn't have met with those local officials that I had mentioned to you without these subjects coming up, came up constantly.
Mayor Jake Day on his experience of viewing his country during the last year from his location in the Horn of Africa with his National Guard unit. Full interview will be aired on Delmarva Today this Friday at 9 a.m. on WSDL 90.7 FM. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.